My back office got shut off. They stopped all my money. Got kicked out of every single group. So all of a sudden, I'm there. No job, no check. Join this new company. There was issues with this new company that I was in. We weren't getting money from the get-go. The biggest thing that I focus on is just me making sure that I'm doing everything that I need to do and understanding that the universe is going to reward those people, man. Like, if you don't like me, that's good. I don't care. Like, the way that I communicate, it's actually designed to push away the wrong people and bring in the right people. The true friend, bro, is someone who calls you up on your bullshit. And a fake friend is someone who lets you. You can't afford to hang around this lazy person. I love people. I hate their. These people are more confident than me. Bro, no one gives a shit. My mission from day one was to create.
Welcome to the Dream Out Loud family, where young entrepreneurs come to learn the tips, tricks, and attitude of what it takes to live their dream life. I'm your host, Morgan T. Nelson, a former carpenter who created financial freedom by the age of 23 and have since spent my time traveling around the world living my dream life, inspiring, educating, and teaching other young people how they can do the same. Each and every week, I'll bring you the most epic guests who are going to share their stories, wisdom, tips, and tricks on how they've been able to create a life by design. Here at Dream Out Loud, we're committed to helping inspire and educate you to be able to execute your full potential. All right, guys. So today's guest is a guest who we've had on the show before. So I'm going to be bringing him back. We were just having a mad chat. He hasn't been on the show in about two and a half years. And this guy, let me tell you a little bit about him. So he is in the top 2% of his network marketing company. He's 31 years old. Him and his amazing wife are absolutely freaking killing, not just network marketing, not just the game, but they're killing freaking life. They're leading a team of thousands of people to also create a successful life too. He's a multiple six-figure earner. But what I love absolutely most about this guy is he is so freaking coachable and hungry to create the best life ever. And, oh, let's introduce him. Mr. Jake Parton. What's good, brother? Welcome back on the show.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure. I always enjoy our conversations because I'm not sure if you remember on the last show I talked about how, you know, we connected. And when I used to work a job, you was actually one of the profiles that used to really piss me off. I'm not sure if I can swear on this. I'm not sure if I can swear.
Of course,
because your lifestyle was just so good, and mine wasn't, you know. And comparison is the thief of all joy. So I unfollowed you, and then we ended up working in the same company, which was crazy. And I was like, oh my god, I can't believe it. And then we built a relationship, and we stay in touch, you know, via social media. And I'm just grateful, bro. I'm here to this is what I live for. So let's get into it.
I love that. I love that. Can you touch on that? Because I've been there as well. Like, you know, unfollowing certain people because it's like, I remember I've unfollowed people because I'm like, fuck me. Like, and yeah, like they've pissed me off or whatever in a way to, you know, but for the people that have also done this, what were some things you took from that, I guess? And not looking back on it now, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to yourself?
Reach out, like, instead of like hating on these people, if that's what you want, just be honest with yourself. I like to say, you know, the scariest place for most people, brother, is the mirror. They run away from it. So I would say reach out. I should have reached out to you and allowed you to recruit me into your business and just got to work with you and and allowed you to show me how you've done what you've done. And I think I think it may be an ego thing, especially with men. We don't like to admit that someone else is better than us or doing better than us, shall we say. So yeah, man, reach out. If in doubt, reach out. Look, you know, you need to understand that if you're climbing a big wall, there's no shame in having someone help you up that wall. There's no shame in that. It's actually common sense. It's common sense, but common sense is the least common of all senses. And actually, because of my experience, bro, that is why I'm so passionate about doing what I do, the way I speak on social media, the way I am. I tell people the real truth. If you don't like me, that's good. I don't care. Like, the way that I communicate, it's actually designed to push away push away the wrong people and bring in the right people, because that's what the world needs. The world needs more leaders that are going to tell you the truth, because a true friend, bro, is someone who tells you, who calls you up on your bullshit, and a fake friend is someone who lets you get away with it.
Yeah, facts.
So that's what's
yeah. People, yeah, your true friends will tell you things that you need to hear, not that you want to hear, right? I love it, dude.
Right.
Hey, I love it so much, but you know, everything is also perfect. Like, you guys have created an incredible freaking life for yourself. And look, I want to dive straight into this because I just thought, last time I interviewed you, you were still working a job and you were building this yep. business, well, your last business, as your side hustle. And what I love most about you is just your wisdom. Like, you know, you learned directly under Bob Proctor, late Bob Proctor, right? You learned so much from him and all your other mentors and stuff. And what I love so much about you is you take it, you apply it, and you're just freaking doing it. And that's why I wanted you on the last show. And why I wanted you to come back on now is because in the space of about 2 years, you've not only completely left your job now, you're 31 years old, but you're in the top 2% of a brand new company. And you're freaking killing it. So like, this is why I love it, because there's so many people that just talk. And I knew when I brought you on last time that it wasn't just going to be talk. You're going to freaking do it. So please talk to us the transition you've had in the last 2.5 years. You were building at the time what you thought was your holy grail. You thought this is going to be the thing that's going to help me get my freedom. And I know what it's like in the network marketing industry. You marry your company, right? Like, you're so committed. So talk to us about how did you know you had to transition into a new financial vehicle, a new financial opportunity? How did you know you had to do it? And talk to us about, like, what was that transition actually like for you? Like, how did you know it was actually the right decision for you? Because there's so many people that are probably in a business or even in a relationship or something in their life right now. And there's probably a voice inside that's telling them that it's not the right thing, but it's scary to actually make that leap. Mm-hmm. So talk us through that.
Yeah, I think, so yeah, the last 12 months have been crazy. It's actually been, it's been crazy in an amazing way. I don't teach my people, bro, to marry the company. I did a reel the other day on my Instagram talking about too many people, they marry the method. I married the mission. My mission from day one was to create freedom for me and my family and the people around me, and then show other people how to do the same thing. Like, that is it. Like, my mission is freedom. I don't care. When people come up to me and say, hey, man, I'm interested in this. I've said, no, you're not. You're interested in freedom. You just think that it's this that's going to create it. You don't even know what you're interested in. If you like, if it makes me laugh, bro. You know, I used to earn like, you know, just over 2,000 a month. And I meet people that are earning that type of money right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is, if your goal is to do six figures and someone shows you an opportunity, and there's people doing six figures in that opportunity, and you say it's not for you, you don't know what you don't know. Like, you don't know that it's not for you. So with me, bro, I like to keep things very, very simple. And I lean on the basics of success, which is, probably see my hoodie, it says, whoever has your ear has your life. So I never really followed a company. I followed my mentor. Okay. My mentor, like you just mentioned, you know, we worked very close with Mr. Bob Proctor, and he got to a point where my mentor wasn't being fed or was at the same income for a certain amount of time. When he gave me the call, I'm not gonna pretend that I was excited. I'm not gonna pretend that I knew what was going on. I was like, let's do it. You know, I'm in this for the mission, the ups, the downs, whatever it is. I'd literally just quit my job, bro. Like, literally, I quit my job at the end of March, and at the end of April, we transitioned into this new company. So you can imagine, my wife's looking at me like, well, we wasn't married at the time, but my fiance at the time was looking at me like I'm absolutely crazy. I just managed to get this income to like a certain point where I was able to quit my job. And then I'm there, you know, moving companies. I never forget, bro, you know, someone heard. There was gossip. There was all negativity, because new levels brings new devils, right? So when you go for that next level, you're always going to be hit with resistance. Someone caught wind of what we're doing. My back office got shut off. They stopped all my money. Got kicked out of every single group. So all of a sudden, I'm there, no job, no check. Joined this new company, and there was issues with this new company that we was in. We weren't getting money from the get go. I'm just being very, very, very frank and honest with you right now. But bro, the biggest thing that I focus on is just me working on me, right? Me making sure that I'm doing everything that I need to do, and understanding that the universe is going to reward those people, man. Like I just, bro, I when I was in 2017, 18, I was suicidal, man. I'm not sure if we went deep into this on the last podcast, but when you get to the point of like that low, everything else is a bonus. So like, even though I was like, you know, through all this craziness, I was thinking, bro, I'm still breathing, man. So who cares?
Yeah. I love it.
Does that make sense?
So, so you talked about resistance, and like, I can relate to it to a lot, right? And I want everyone who's listening to this to really get it, because you just said new levels, new devils, it's going to create resistance. So it doesn't matter if you're in a network marketing, go to another company. This could be the same thing as someone who's wanting to leave a relationship or leave their job. Or whatever it is, there's when we're faced with that, like, here's a new challenge, here's a new opportunity, I've got to stretch into it, there is going to be that resistance. So how did you manage to push through the resistance? Like, I can relate to a lot of what you're saying right now. I could imagine like how wild that would be to have your income go, your certainty go, what you thought was normal, this is all you knew for years, completely gone, you know, in a day. How did you push through that? And how did you know what you were doing was the right thing?
I genuinely believe, bro, it's down to your level of understanding. You know, King Solomon said, in all you're getting, get understanding. I actually understand, and I'm not fully understand, right? I've got a good level of understanding of how the mind works, okay? How the subconscious mind works, how the conscious mind, subconscious mind works. I actually, when I hit the rank that I hit right now in the company, they got me on stage in front of like hundreds and hundreds of people in Las Vegas. And they asked me, Jake, you know, how did you do X, Y, and Z? And I said, I don't know. And everyone was like, what? Like, cause normally everyone gives this like big speech about, I did this, and I talked about I did this, and these are my routines. I was like, haven't got a clue. They were like, what do you mean? I said, all I know is how the conscious and the subconscious mind works. So all I know is that if I focus on something, our obsessions become our possessions. What we think about, we bring about. I'm gonna keep impressing the goal over and over again, and just work on the daily actions that every single person in the company, and in any industry and in business, is very, very simple. Talk to new people, solve problems. Talk to new people, solve problems. Talk to new people, solve problems. It's not rocket science. So, but what's the difference? It's not about doing certain things, bro. It's about doing things in a certain way. That certain way is working with a different picture. So I focus on the man that I want to become, and the lifestyle that I'm going to bring my family, and I'm expecting that to manifest, because I understand that the contents of my subconscious mind is going to eventually be the contents of my lifestyle. So that's, and I'm like, I don't know whether I'm just gullible. I don't know whether I just take Napoleon Hill's 20 years plus research and just, instead of listening to Dave at work, I listen to people who actually know what they're talking about and who actually, you know, who did what it is. So like, I'm just gullible around the right people, I suppose. I'm not skeptical of all these books that are around me. I don't read all these books and then doubt them. Like, why would I do that? What a waste time reading them. So I actually believe what the books behind me say. And I'm just one of those people that just believe it. And what happens is God and the universe, whatever you believe in, infinite intelligence, gives you the right ideas, puts you in front of the right people, make sure that you're shaking the right hands, puts you in the right spot. You haven't even got to do any. You just keep following that voice. Keep following your mentor. Keep being obedient to the people that God's put into your life. You just do what you got to do. Take one step in front of the other, and before you know it, it's Jake. How did you do it? Oh no, I mean, I can't explain how to attract. I mean, all I can talk about is the conscious and the subconscious mind. We still give people the skills, but I mean, it takes 10 minutes to, I mean, obviously you're going to get better, but it's not rocket science, the skills. And like I just said, in business, it's talk to new people, solve problems.
Mm. Yeah. I was being interviewed on a podcast today, and I was talking about this. I'm like, you know, a lot of my programs and stuff focus on the unconscious pre-program, because I believe it's 80 to 99% of all our results is completely unconscious. And then 1 to 20% is skill based. Mm. So I'm like, I would rather focus on the bigger part than the small minority of the skill sets and all those sorts of things. Because I can tell you right now as well, I'm not very good at the things I do. I can really understand what you're saying. Like, I'm not that good at the shit I do. I just really believe that it's happening, or you know what I mean? And like, I'm not, there's people out there that are better at sales and better at probably podcasting or whatever than me. But I just believe that my show, for example, is going to be one of the best in the whole world. And so it is, like, one of the top in Australia and Europe and America and all this, right? It's happening. But dude, talk to us about, for the people listening, is like, okay, that's all really cool. How do we reprogram the unconscious mind? How does the conscious and unconscious mind work together? Talk to us about that.
Well, first of all, it's understanding that how it was first programmed in the beginning. Okay. I never read a book on how to get depressed, 10 steps to depression. I never read a book on how to spend every penny I earn. I never read a book on how to go and get a job. You know, how to be average, how to be overweight. I never read a book on any of these things. How did I learn them? From my environment. I actually caught it like that COVID thing, right? But instead I've caught Grovid. I've got this thing called Grovid. I caught it from my environment. Okay, so I changed my environment. That's how we learned it. We learned it by what we hear, see, smell, taste, and touch. That's one aspect. What we see is what we're going to be. What we tune into, we turn into. What's entertaining us is training us. So every day, you have to be intentional with what you are putting inside the subconscious mind. Here, I'm drinking a pint of water. Okay, only water can come out of this glass. I can't pour coffee out of it. I can't pour wine out of it. Why? There's no wine or coffee inside there. So if you are constantly pouring prosperity into your subconscious mind, guess what's going to come out of it? Now, what takes time is the reflushing and the unlearning, and you have to overdo it. You have to overdo it. Like I took the dog for a walk this morning, 45 minutes, and I'm listening to You Too Can Be Prosperous. I'm always doing it. I'm listening to audios. I'm studying books. I'm constantly doing it, but that's only one aspect of it. Here's the biggest thing, bro. It's finding someone who has the results that you want and saying, give me 2 to 3 non-negotiables that I have to do every day in order to achieve this goal. And then by you actually just doing those actions, you are sending a signal to your subconscious mind. Oh, this is the path that you're on. This is who you now are. This is what, so you're going to start to, you're going to change your paradigm, because your paradigm is just a multitude of habits. And a habit is something we do without any conscious thought. Like you just said, people win habitually, people lose habitually, right? So, but I love the quote that Bob Proctor always said. He said, you only have to until you want to, and then you don't have to anymore because now you want to do it. So in the beginning, it's a have to, I have to do this. But then when you want to do it, you don't have to do anything. It's just you want to do it. In fact, you actually feel worse for not doing it. So for me, you know, winning now is like a habit. It's default. I don't feel comfortable not winning. It's just who I am. I have actually linked in my mind that when I'm comfortable, I'm going backwards. And when I'm uncomfortable, I'm going forwards. I've actually linked it in my mind. So when I'm uncomfortable, it actually gives me that excited rush. And when I'm uncomfortable, it gives me that anxious. When I'm comfortable, it gives me that anxious. So I'm constantly seeking uncomfortable new growth opportunities, which means I'm constantly expanding my awareness and attracting more prosperity. So we could do a whole podcast just on that subject, to be honest.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, so, okay, so for the people listening, okay, that are like, okay, so I get it. I gotta listen to positive affirmations every day. I gotta listen to the things I want to flood into my mind and then do nothing else after. Surely that's not the case, right? So talk to us about, like, how do you marry up that with your work ethic? Like, what's your discipline like? What's your work ethic like? What's your attitude when it comes to work, business, social life? Because, you know, you're killing it. You guys don't have a baby yet, nearly, right? Probably by the time this show's aired, the baby will be out. But what I'm saying is, like, you guys could just travel and party.
Mm-hmm.
And do all kinds of things that people our age want to do, but you don't. Mm-hmm. So what's your mindset and what's your attitude when it comes to your work life and keeping that balance and discipline and all that?
Yeah, so like we was talking about before we jumped on, bro, because I am just about to become a dad, I know that my content's going to change. I'm going to change. My life's going to change. And I'm very, very conscious now that everything I do is affecting my environment. There's no shortcuts. Okay. So, because you can't lie about energy. Energy is just energy, right? So I'm really focused on self-mastery at the moment. So like I'm waking up at 4 a.m. I'm doing my study, I'm doing my meditation, I'm doing my gratitude, I'm getting straight into work, I'm posting content, I'm building my business, I'm reaching out to people, and I'm having a breakfast, taking my dog for the walk, then getting back, and I'm smashing the to-do list. But I've got goals, bro. You know, I did a call with a group on Sunday, and it talked about, here's how you fail in 2023, you know, and I gave them a big list of things that if you do these things, you will guarantee to fail. And the first one was, do not set a goal. Do not set a specific goal for how you want to look. Do not set a specific goal for how much money you want to earn per month. Do not set any specific goal for where you want to live, how you want to live. Because when you don't set a goal, you'll be just distracted. You know, you'll pick up the phone when it rings. You know, you'll say yes to this party, whatever it is. But right, you need to have a goal, man. I got a goal that I'm working towards, and it's yeah. So, bro, like, it's leading by example. But I used to be lazy, I'll be honest. You know, I actually built that because as an employee, you get paid for time, not production. Well, at least in my job anyway. So I built up a habit of just being lazy and just why the hell would I sweat and do all this, you know, crazy work and just gets paid the same? It just makes sense. So I built up a lazy paradigm. So when I got into entrepreneurship, I had to change that. Yeah.
So what's the new paradigm? Or what is the paradigm?
It's just understanding the last thing.
You did a huge list on how to fail in 2023. Give us what's the paradigm you need to succeed in 2023? What's up, Dream Nation? Have you ever wondered how far ahead your life would have already been if you had got access to this type of content at a younger age? Look, this is why I need your help. I'm trying to build the number one personal development platform out there to teach you guys the tips, tricks, and attitude of what it takes to live your dream life and to bring the type of education that we all wish we had in school. This show only grows by word of mouth and new subscribers, so it would mean the world to me if you could smash that subscribe button right now, leave us a 5-star written review, or drop a comment below and share this episode with a friend. I would be forever grateful. All right, now let's get back into this episode.
Yeah, well, the reason why I talked about how to fail is because if you just do the complete opposite to that big to-do list, you'll win. Eat whatever you want. I got loads. You know, eat whatever you want. Listen to anyone for advice. You know, make sure you put the news on every morning. Have zero morning routine. When an opportunity comes into your life, Google all the negatives. Right? You know, go to overweight people for health and fitness advice. Go to broke people for business advice. You know, so just there's like if you do the complete opposite to what not to do, you can learn probably. You know, because the biggest problem, bro, for most people is they don't even know where they are. They don't know where they are. They don't know where they are. They don't know right now that they're hanging around people that are literally hurting their child's future. I'm just wired that way. Why would you can't afford to be frustrated? You can't afford to hang around this lazy person. You can't like I love people. I hate their habits. I hate people's like I love people, bro. But it's their habits. I've got a big problem with you. I can't associate with certain habits. If you are complacent around me one or two times, I'm gonna let you know about it. And if you don't want to be around me, I think that's a good thing.
how does somebody avoid complacency? Have you ever gotten to a place of being like, oh, I'm pretty chill, or is it always sort of just ingrained in
you? Oh yeah. Yeah, man. Of course, I get beat up by my mentor. You know, accountability. You've got to tell someone who has got a lot. Right now, I know how to calculate macros. I know how to work out in the gym. Right, I did a competition back in 2015. I used to do plans for people, but I still to this day pay for an external coach. I pay for a coach because that person holds me accountable. That person tells me what to do. That person is gonna you know, because I've got respect for my name. So when I say, hey, listen, I'm going to do this, and I put money in, I put money into it, I invest into myself, then I'm gonna follow through with it. That's why I don't give things out for free anymore. I used to give everything out for free. I used to give everything out for free, but now I'm like, no, got no chance, because you're not gonna value it.
Yeah.
So accountability, you need to be around people. You need to be in an environment that you feel actually uncomfortable when you're being complacent, because you know that you're surrounded by winners and they're all absolutely crushing it right now. You need to fix up.
Yeah, I love that, man. Yeah, because if you don't pay, you don't pay attention. And what you're just saying then, so talk to us about, because I've always done what you just said then, like I've done the same thing. Like I love to get myself in environments where I'm freaking uncomfortable. I want to be the dumbest and the poorest in the rooms that I'm in. And that's always helped me. Really, I truly believe this was something to get to here. And now we've got, I run a mastermind and all these sorts of things. And sometimes we have people that join it because there's some people that are making big moves in here. And we have some people that are just beginning in their journey, right? And they sometimes doubt themselves and like, oh, I'm not good to be in this community. Talk to us about what's your advice to somebody like that? Because you've probably been there as well. Like when you're starting the journey and you just got a job, but nothing but a job and a big desire. And you're around all these people that are freaking killing it and so certain and confident in who they are and what they're doing. How does somebody overcome that feeling of not feeling good to be in the circle? And why is it actually really good for them to be there?
You overcome it by, again, I'm a family man. See, people claim to love their family, bro. They do. They claim to love their family. You see, by me not putting myself into those rooms, I'm hurting my family, because I'm thinking about me and how Jake feels, and I feel uncomfortable, and these people are more confident than me. Bro, no one gives a shit. Like, no one gives a shit. Like, stop it. Like, do you love your family? Yes. Well, you be the person that sacrifices so they can win. Or, I tell you what, don't do it, yeah? Stay average, yeah? And just live a life, be forgotten. You know, no one's going to know who you are. Like, who cares? Like, but so, bro, I've just got, I don't know if it's like, I'm just one of those people, bro, where I don't give a shit, man. I don't give a shit. And you just have to, it's not that I don't care about what people think. It's that my family just means way much more than what, how I feel, than my feelings. That's disrespectful. Like I'm big on family. And I think everyone should be really big on family. And if you love your family, then you need to make sure that you are the one that's actually uncomfortable right now, investing the most right now. You're the one that's doing the most for your family. I just believe that. And hanging around your family isn't necessarily the best thing to do sometimes as well, because you can't help them when you're with them. Which is very uncomfortable. You're probably going through this yourself, bro. When you start to understand that, hang on a minute, for me to actually win big, I need to actually start doing some limited association, you know, not speaking to my mom so much, not speaking to my dad so much, not taking advice from my parents and stuff like that, because they don't know. That's tough. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't go down well with your friends and family, because you think that you're better than them in their eyes, right? No, you just understand, right? So it takes courage, and it takes a big goal that's worth failing for. And you need to know why you are doing what you're doing. You need to know why you're doing what you're doing, bro. You need to understand that. Like, I actually visualize giving my family the dream life. Like, most people are too scared to even visualize it. They're too scared because they haven't got the balls to go out and actually make it happen. Like, I visualize it. You know, me making this lifestyle for my family. And once I see that, I can't unsee that. I can't unsee that. And how can I then go ahead and live my life with that vision and then not bring it into fruition? I can't do that.
Yeah. So how does somebody, because this is, I'm loving this, right? Because when I talked to Les Brown, I said to him, do you really think, I literally said, like, Les, do you really think everyone can live their dream life though? And he just said what you just said. He's like, yeah, it's like, if it's been given to you, then it's up to you to execute on it. If you can think about it, if you have it, it's up for you to actually execute on and do it. Why do you think people get stopped? Because I actually believe everyone actually does have that dream inside. Everyone's got that vision. Everyone's got that life they can think about, feel about when they close their eyes, that they imagine it, and it's already like but unfortunately, a lot of people, when they open their eyes, it stops right there. They just think, oh, well, wouldn't that be good if I could have that one day? What do you think is the biggest thing that stops most people from actually executing on it?
It's insecurity, man. That's all it is, bro. It's insecurity. That's it. The insecurity. A lack of belief in a higher power. Like when you believe in a higher power, like infinite intelligence, God, universe, whatever you believe in. See, when I talk about God, I'm not talking about religious stuff. I'm talking about like just, I don't know, like that's just what you know, my mentor calls the universe, I suppose, or whatever, this higher power. When you believe in that, bro, you're never on your own. You're never on your own. You always feel like you have this blanket of protection when you believe that the universe is actually conspiring to give you everything that you want, right? So the only reason why people don't go ahead and make moves is because they care so much about what other people think about them. They've put their trust and their loyalty and their foundation in man's hands. In man's hands. So that's all it is. Whereas I care more about what I think about me. Because if I don't like or love me or rate me, then I can't give that to anyone else around me. And I'm going to push my insecurities on everyone else around me and my lack and my limitation on everyone else around me. It all comes down to self, the focused on self in the negative way, the thinking, what's this person going to think about me? Me. Whereas personal, like me and you, we understand that we work on self so we can get better and provide more service to the world and make more of a difference, right? That's why we work on self, because we want to rub off on in a positive way on people around us. So we do focus on self, but we do it for others. We grow us for others. Like I believe, I did a post the other day saying, eyes are meant for seeing, feet are meant for walking, humans are meant for giving. Humans are meant for, our purpose is to help others. That's what our purpose is as a human being, is to help others. Well, you can't help others if you haven't helped you. So if you lack on confidence, start going out and doing things that are going to build your confidence. Don't go and do things that you don't want to do. Whenever it comes to me, Jake, I'm lacking confidence, and I'm like, look, it's because you're focused on what everyone else is thinking about. You need to do Facebook Lives, not to help people, to help you. Like when I do Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, I'm like, I don't give a shit what anyone thinks about me. I'm like, this could be a good message, bad message. I'm doing the live to build Jake's confidence. I'm doing the live to build my competence. I'm doing the live to build my communication skills. I'm doing my life to do all these things so that when the opportunity presents itself, I can help people. Because an opportunity is when awareness meets preparedness. And if you're not prepared to execute on that opportunity when it's there because of your lack of whatever it is, that's your problem. Every day is preparation day. I'm always ready. The other day, my mentor gave me a call. 10 minutes before he was meant to do a masterclass, and there was 200 plus people on the line, and he was like, Jake, I can't do the call. Can you do it? Yes. Boom. Jumped on. Zero notes. Let's just go. Did a 45 minute to an hour call, 200 plus people on the line. Just blasted it. Why? Because I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm prepared for those phone calls. Are you prepared to get a text or to have Morgan reach out to you and say, hey, Jake, I'd love to have you back. I'd love to have you back on the podcast. Are you prepared for that? Like, are you prepared for the person? Hey, man, listen, you know, put your money here, put your money there. Oh, I haven't got the money. That's your fault. That's your fault. You're not prepared. Like, are you prepared for things? Mm. Are you expecting to win? So, bro, yeah. Come on.
I love it, man.
Sorry, I get off on a tangent once I get started, bro.
Mate, I love it. But, you know, the other day, I don't know if you've seen this, Jake, but I've been getting my skydive license. Have you seen that?
You what, sorry?
I've been getting my skydive license.
Oh, you skydive? Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, oh, I want to push myself to that next level. And honestly, I didn't think, I thought it was going to be a little scary, like bungee jumping, but it's fucking next level. Like, it's a whole other level. When you jump out of an airplane with nothing but a backpack and your whole life is in your hands, that's it. And there's a lot of things going on. But when I really started to realize this, because, you know, what you're talking about now, you're talking about, you've got so much self-trust. That's what you've really got, right? You've got so much self-trust and so much self-confidence and your ability to get on a, within 10 minutes notice, run a masterclass, right? And for the people listening to this, they were like, I could never do that. Let me explain exactly why. This is what I learned from skydiving, that I was quite freaking fearful to jump out of the airplane, believe it or not. I was like, man, I don't know if I actually want to do this. After doing all the theory and stuff, I was like, fuck, man, I don't know if I actually want to do this. This is wild. And I was listening to my gut. I was like, I don't know if this is my intuition saying don't do this or my fear saying don't do it. So I slept on it, woke up the next day when I had to do my first jump on my own. And I asked myself the question. I was like, what are you most afraid of? And the thought was, well, what if you don't open the parachute? This is what I said to myself. I'm like, but why would you not open the parachute? I'm like, I don't fucking know, Morgan, just in case. Maybe it's a, maybe I wouldn't do it. And I'm like, okay. So what you're really saying here is, you're not afraid of parachuting. You're afraid of trusting yourself. And I'm like, fuck, true. Because this is a new thing. I've never done it before. So I don't have any evidence to show that I'm competent at doing this yet. But I tell you what, when I jumped out of the plane, I pulled the chute, parachuted down safely. The first thing I wanted to do when I hit the ground was wrap my parachute back up and go again. Now I'm jumping out, I'm backflipping, I'm flipping, I'm flying like Superman, I'm having all this fun because I've got so much more self-trust in my ability to pull off anything in the air now and get myself down to the ground safely. But was it there in the beginning? Fuck no. But the more I pushed my comfort zone, the bigger my comfort zone becomes. And the more I push my comfort zone, the more self-trust I have in my ability to do things that are now outside my comfort zone. That's like, it's really started to teach me these last few weeks. Cause like when I first started, and same with you, comfort zone was like this big and then we expand it. But as it expands, our self-trust, our self-confidence, our self-belief, it also expands. And then the only time where it's scary for us again is when we're doing something uncomfortable again. But that's when courage has to come in. Certainty has to come in. You talked all about environment, accountability, and all these things come in because then when you finish it, you're like, fuck, I'm a badass. But the reason people start is because they live a life that's comfortable. They're addicted to the comfort zone.
And you know, it's understanding as well, guys, like not every master was first a disaster. You're not supposed to start good at anything. I mean, it's the reason why it's new, right? And it's a bit, little bit different coming out of a plane. I mean, hopefully you've got some level of right. You can't be like accidentally. But when it comes to like business, bro, when it comes to business, you know, stuff, you're not risking your life for it. You're just risking like maybe your reputation or whatever it is, which you can always get back based on your own, you know, based on your own decisions and stuff like that. But because no one's perfect, you're like, you have to be willing to go through that temporary defeat, that temporary lack of competency to eventually win. And again, you know, when you're in the right environment and, you know, you're being encouraged every day. And I mean, I take the mick out of my people who, you know, share their stories for the first time, and we make a joke out of it, and we have fun with it. And I just create that. I think it's important to create a safe, judgment-free zone where if you're doing anything progressive, you know, you need to be celebrated.
Yeah,
I don't care how good or bad it is, you need to be celebrated. When someone says to me, man, look, I just did my first Facebook live, how was it? I'm like, listen, I'll watch the first 30 seconds, but after that, I need to understand that if you just keep doing them, you'll get better yourself. Like, just be here 1 year from now. Most people just they just quit. Most people just quit. I love what you talked about the other day on one of your reels, where the cycle of you get that boost, and then the reality check comes in, and then we get the SOS, the shiny object syndrome.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that you have to get through that, because that's when the universe is really is testing your persistence and testing your faith and your trust in self, like you just said. And once you get through that, you realize, wow, no way, I can do this. And it's just level after level after level after level. And you start stacking these wins. You start stacking these evidence that you can do it. You can do it. Oh, I'm feeling that same emotion that I felt last week. What happened last week? Did I die? No, I'm still breathing. Okay, was it? So you start to just stack it. And you get used to that feeling, and you can break these paradigms because that's what you've trained yourself to do.
Yeah, dude, I love it. Man, talk us through what is your morning routine if you have one? How do you prime your mind daily to be sharp and progressing?
First of all, I get up at a time that I do not want to get up at. Okay, that's my first win. When that alarm goes up at 4 a.m., I do not want to get up. That's my first challenge of the day. I'm like, oh man, you're joking me, man. Like, I do not want to get up. I do not want to get up. Do not want to get up. But I get up and then I just have a pint of, I've actually bought some pint glasses for that reason. I just neck a pint of water. I don't know what it is about when you neck a pint of water, but like, it just wakes you up, your eyes, you know, because when you first wake up, your eyes are all messed and dried and stuff like that. A pint of water, then I do some stretches, which I actually got from Tony Robbins, you know, to stretch in and stretching out and do some deep breathing. And then I just find a nice little area in my house, you know, make sure the lights are nice and dim, and I write out some things I'm grateful for. I do a bit of study. I'm reading Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. It's a really cool book. I read about 10 pages. I'll do 10, 15 minutes meditation, just sitting there, just visualizing and just being grateful. And then I'm just smacking the to-do list, bro. Just smacking it. You know, comes to about quarter to 5 a.m. Between 5 and 7 a.m., I am just all out, massive action. Getting all the stuff that most people procrastinate on out of the way. The reach outs, the responding to messages, the posting the content, you know, all that stuff that just takes up a lot of people don't know, they just think about it but don't end up doing it, and they put it in the back of the, yeah, I'll do that, I'll do that, I'll do this and I'll do that, I'll do this and I'll do that. And it just, so I do those things, money making activities, goal progressing activities, and then I go and smash the gym, man, get back. And normally what me and my wife do, you know, we've moved down to the seaside. That's another thing that we've changed, bro. When we first spoke, I was living in the city. Now we live literally like 3 minutes from one of the best beaches in the UK. It's beautiful.
Where are you?
We live in the south of the UK now. So we live by a place called Salcombe.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like London on sea. So we live around the corner from Salcombe. And it's just beautiful, man. You know, we got a little boat and it's yeah, we just choose a different location every day and just go and work, you know, because, you know, my wife, she uses the platform that we have to invest her money. She's now trading. She's loving it. She's also got her own little things that she gets on with as well, which is all remotely as well, which is pretty cool. And we just live life, bro, work, and we just create our own reality. We do what we want to do. I don't take calls when I don't want to do them. And I'll just do what I want to do, man. And that was always the dream, you know. I wanted to just find a lifestyle where I can just wake up, do what I want to do, wake up when I'm done sleeping, train in the gym for however long I want to train, in an empty gym, because obviously most people are at work when I train, and then just do what I want to do, go to the beach. Obviously it's empty as well during the week because most people are at work. Never have to struggle for parking because most people are at work, right? So. And if this is like, this is something which it's, I mean, everywhere we go, bro, it's just empty because the masses are at work.
Yeah.
So we just live a free life. I mean, comes to the weekend, we want to stay in because that's when all the masses come out then.
Dude, I'm the exact same. You know, I avoid the shopping centers. I avoid shopping centers on weekends. I play golf during the middle of the week. I even go out on the water during the week. I don't even go out on the jet ski. I try not to on a weekend because it's just insane. But yeah, for those exact reasons, I'd rather work on weekends.
But every time it's a reminder. I need to do more. I need to do more. I need to help more people. I need to help more people escape the matrix. I need to every time it's just evidence. I need to do more. I need to do more. And it just motivates me every day because I don't want it to be empty, you know? And I think we are transitioning, bro, in the next 5-10 years, into that world where people are going to be making money from their smartphone. The likes of Andrew Tate right now and all these people and, you know, us spreading the gospel, right? Opening people's minds. People are waking up to it, man. More and more people are open-minded to it. There's ways you can make money in your flip-flops and in your slippers and in your dressing gown. All you need is a Wi-Fi connection. You know, you haven't got to be, you ain't even got to wipe the sleep out your eyes or nothing. Just wake up and just start making money. That's actually available now. So there's no excuse. If you're struggling financially, I believe genuinely in 2023, that's a choice. You know, because there's so many ways out there that you can learn, and it's just lack of discipline, lack of a goal, lack of discipline, lack of courage, lack of goal, lack of discipline, lack of courage. That's all it is. You have those things. It's not about knowing what to do. It's just doing what you know.
Yeah, mate, this has been freaking epic. So good catching up with you again, and we've got to get together in person. It's gonna happen maybe this year. I think I'll be back in Europe this year. I think so.
Okay.
We'll make something happen. Or you should come down under. You should get your ass over here.
Or yeah, guys, well, obviously, I mean, this
have a kid about to come.
Literally having a baby. Yeah. So we'll see what you know what we can do. But bro, if you're in Europe this year, just hit me up on Instagram, man.
Absolutely, brother. Where can everybody find you on Instagram and your socials? Everything you're doing.
Yep. So I am Jake Parton on Instagram. So at I am Jake Parton. Got a YouTube channel. The official BPM, got a podcast, the official BPM podcast. And we've also got an Instagram, the official BPM as well. And we also got a website, www.theofficialbpm.com. So yeah.
And what's BPM stand
for? There. Bulletproof mindset, or a billion people's minds.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, man.
Dude, to wrap this up, I got a final question. I don't know if you remember our last question or not, but I'm sure it's going to be different now.
I know.
If you were to go back to your 18-year-old self and give him 30 seconds of advice, what would it be?
And I know for a fact I'm going to say the same answer that I said last time. Whoever has your ear has your life. Just understand that if you want to do something, find someone who's done it. Do exactly what they say. I don't give a shit if you like it. I don't give a shit if you understand it. You do it. You do what they say and you'll win. Do not go to people who don't have results that you want and ask them for advice.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you got value from this episode, it goes such a long way. If you can just take 20 seconds of your time, leave me a 5-star rating and written review, then screenshot this episode and share it to your story. And make sure you tag me for that shout out. And until next time, guys, go out there and dream out loud.